father was there from November the 1st, 1926, was his son. Mr. Appleby's predecessor died in the April. Mm-hmm. He retired in 45, just as the war ended.
How did your father find out about the job at Kildwick? Was he a headmaster where he was previously?
No, well, I mean, if I go back to his history of where the church school he'd been at, the school he'd been was teaching at, and he really taught at all his career. In Dewsbury, well, in Dewsbury they did a change. They found, perhaps even way back in then, people were living in the centre of the town, and the parish church school in the middle of Dewsbury was losing like its catchment area. And what they decided was that they would make two schools, West Town on one side of Dewsbury and Summer Town on the other, which were church schools. They'd make those, they would take the boys from both those schools to the parish church school in the centre, when they got to about 10, you know, secondary school age. And in those days, they then that as the school my father was at and more or less being promised the headship of it when his head retired, they were, with that, it was going to have a headmistress.
Right.
He was actually offered, I mean, I didn't know this at the time, but was told later. He did, in fact, be offered the headship at Oakworth before he came to Kildwick. Well, then they couldn't find a house for him. So, I don't know, that's not the problem in the end. But so in the long run, you see, he never went. Came to Kildwick, but he said many a time afterwards it was a blessing in disguise. It was, yes. You see. My father, as the schoolmaster, was automatically expected to be doing various things. I was telling Jean this on the way, 1926, when we came, just as the general strike was ending. Well, the vicar came to him and said, "Mr. Orty, will you call a meeting of the lighting committee?" This was for Kildwick Parish. And father said, "Well, who are the lighting committee? You see, they haven't a parish council, it was just voluntary." He said, "Yes, if you'd tell me, I should come. But why? But what's the lighting committee? And why should I call the meeting?" The vicar said, "Well, you are the secretary." And my dad said, since when?" Mr. Hotter said, "Since you were appointed headmaster." And of course, we hadn't electricity in those days. It was gas, or the gas lamps. When we eventually went electric, I can remember this. He had to work out the times to tell the Yorkshire Power, or whatever it was that it was in those days, what time we wanted the lamps to come on. And of course, I can remember he set me on making out this, you know, working out this and writing it down. It was really a condition of his employment that they should live in the village. Mm-hmm. And expected to do things in the village. Mm-hmm. Knew everybody. I mean, of course, I'm going to tell you another story. This would be during the war, when I wasn't at home, but he told me afterwards that Chris Hagar had the farm on the top road. Prospect Farm?
Yeah.
Well, his father's man came and said, "Mr. Orton, we think in the name of the two boys, have pinched some of Chris's hens and I've got them on the moor." And he didn't go to the police, he just came to my dad to sort it out, which he proceeded to do. And the father just had two assistants, no non-teaching help whatever. No, you know, non-teaching assistants. So he went to teach a class full-time himself. Plus all the, you know, paperwork he'd have to do. I mean, I can remember just sort of probably every Friday evening being sent down to post all these letters, going to Wakefield. Yeah. It's, you know, returns about the numbers there and...